it comes to baseball, we have two favorite clubs, the Go-Go White Sox, and whoever plays the Cubs.
Oh, there you go. It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the Chicago Cubs are beaten up on their opponent. I believe they're playing the Diamondbacks today, but they're beaten up with them. Just a blowout in spring training, like it matters. But even the Cubs, which are the juggernaut in Chicago, everybody has all eyes on them. If you would have said 2 weeks ago the Chicago White, who? Like, you wouldn't even know. But then trouble bubbles up. Adam LaRoche retires. They ask him why. He says because the White Sox management won't let him bring his 14-year-old son to the clubhouse. Kenny Williams confirms it. And all heck breaks loose in the last 2 days. Kevin Powell is covering baseball in Arizona right now for WGN Radio. He joins us now. Hey, Kevin, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, enjoying the beautiful desert air right now. It's, I believe, still in the 80s. Not sure when it's back in Chicago. But and real quickly, Justin, I know you mentioned the Cubs blowing out the Diamondbacks. 15,329 is the attendance at sold-out Sloan Park.
Wow.
People are scalping tickets down the street as I'm pulling up for a spring training game.
So maybe the news cycle is paying more attention to the White Sox, but the fans are still keened in on the Cubs.
A large Chicago contingent out here, Justin, yeah. as you're aware. So they came to watch the Cubs, but yes, the White Sox stealing the headlines, that's for sure.
So let me ask you.
Getting messy over there.
Yeah, what's even today, CBS and Sports and also Sun Times has that Chris Sale got into a contentious argument with Kenny Williams over this. Players from all over Major League Baseball are tweeting out, good for you, Adam. We believe baseball is family. I mean, this is not going well for Chicago White Sox management.
Not going well for management, but I will say this, that overall, White Sox fans, I'm pretty happy with Kenny Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, White Sox fans were frustrated with Adam LaRoche last year. This has now cleared $13 million off the books. We've gotten a couple reports that haven't been confirmed today that have kind of been on social media that players on the White Sox roster went to Kenny Williams and complained about Drake LaRoche, Adam's son, being around too often.
Hmm.
Now, if that's the case, there's a few things to hit here. One, why are they going to Kenny Williams? What sort of power structure does the White Sox front office have? Why Kenny Williams, not Rick Hahn, not even Robin Ventura, the manager? So that's one thing to look at.
Yeah.
Now, if the Chris Sale outburst is true, and if the players complaining to Williams is true, and you also have another issue on your hands, that means you have a divided locker room. A divided clubhouse. You have some players who stood up and were supporting LaRoche. You have some players who are complaining about it. So what does that say about your clubhouse?
After 2 weeks, I mean, we just started. I mean, this is a long season to have at least a perceived divided clubhouse. Not a good start for the Chicago White Sox. I got to ask. I mean, the league look poorly upon the Chicago White Sox and their troubles in their clubhouse? And does it affect, say, the manager Robin Ventura?
Well, I don't know how much it affects Robin Ventura because the players had threatened to boycott yesterday's spring training game. Robin Ventura was the one that was able to step in and settle things down and convince the players that they needed to be at the game. But there were some reports today also that Adam LaRoche has been bringing his son Drake to the clubhouses, to the stadium, for a while now, going back to his days with the Nationals in Washington. And according to one report from our friend David Kaplan, he says that this was sort of a handshake agreement and played a big part in LaRoche deciding to come to Chicago was that if he does sign a contract with the Sox, that he would be able to bring his son to the park every day. I mean, the White Sox gave Drake LaRoche a locker at U.S. Cellular Field. They gave him a locker here at Sloan Park as well.
Yeah.
At Camelback Ranch. So, that's, I think, where the White Sox front office looks at, that sort of thing. But I think Kenny Williams right now, I think he's taking taking a bullet a little bit here.
Yeah, you know, maybe he's the one guy who can do it. Yeah, maybe he's the one guy who can step up and say, I don't really need to be the friend of everybody in the clubhouse. I'll say it, guys. That's how it feels with Kenny Williams getting involved.
I think that may be the case, Justin.
Let's move on from the White Sox because the White Sox, there's plenty to talk about on the field, but on the other side of town, I mean, even in Arizona, but the Cubs drawing huge crowds, very relaxed clubhouse and mm-hmm. spring training. Do you feel that? I mean, do you feel anything special covering the Cubs out there?
I do. It seems like they're kind of on cruise control right now and everyone has sort of a focus to them, but it's very loose. And I think it all starts at the top with Joe Maddon, who every time you talk to him just has this cool vibe to him. Always a great quote. I mean, the first day I was there, I walked up to one of the practice fields and they're blasting music from a speaker behind home plate. So they're not exactly uptight out here in Mesa. So they seem to be having a great time. I mean, you know, you look up and down their roster and you try to find holes, and you really can't. I mean, if you want to nitpick defensively in left field, that can be an issue with Schwarber possibly, Soler getting some time out there, and then maybe the back end of the rotation, but they have depth in the bullpen. So, you know, I mean, that's just me being nitpicky. the team really, they look great. I mean, up and down, and I think it, you know, and even if the back end of the pitching rotation doesn't hold up, There's always a trade deadline, and the Cubs have
They got a lot to trade.
A lot of pieces to move around if they want to.
Let me ask you this, Kevin. I mean, the vibe of covering spring training. I mean, is it formal? Is it casual? What's it like for being out there and covering this Chicago Cubs team?
I would say it's more casual. I mean, I think they're having a good time. And they're trying to enjoy it. I mean, look, it's a month out here of practicing and drills and things like that. But, you know, there's an underlying tone of that focus. And you can tell when they need to be at that level. But, no, there's definitely a loose. I mean, it seems like every other day there's a viral video out of this camp between Kawasaki karaoke or Joe Maddon driving his 70s van out onto the field. But, you know, just being in the clubhouse today with guys kind of just laughing, goofing around after they finish the warm-ups, watching some college basketball. And, that's sort of the vibe I've picked up out here.
Wow. Well, when do you come back?
I'll be back late Saturday night. So a full day tomorrow, mm-hmm. Cubs Sox play. So I'll be out in Glendale. Sox had the day off, so we spent the day in May. So we'll see if we can get any more LaRoche news tomorrow. Then we'll watch the Cubs and Sox play, and I'll be on the beat Saturday, and then we'll kind of wrap it up, and I'll head back to Chicago.
All right, Kevin Powell for WGN Radio Sports. Kevin, thanks for checking in from Arizona.
Thanks, Justin. Talk to you soon.